Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Jonathan Strickland. I'm a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks, and with me is editor extraordinaire Chris Paulette.
How are you doing?
And today we thought we'd talk to you a little bit about a scary thing on the web, the zombie computer.
Brains.
Yeah, so if your screen starts displaying that over and over again, you know you got a problem. Well, first of all, we should probably tell you, zombie computers is kind of it's a term that the media sort of invented to describe something that the tech world usually refers to as a bot, and a collection of these is called a botnet. Now, in the media terms, it's an army of zombie computers, which you can imagine sounds a little more interesting than a botnet. But the two things are the same. Yes. Yes, it definitely gets the issues off the newsstand. But so what is a botnet or a zombie computer? It could be any computer at all, but it's a computer that a hacker has gained access to remotely and can control remotely. Now, ideally for the hacker, he or she can do this without the computer's owner being aware of what's going on at all. So your computer could be a zombie computer. It could be a bot, and you might not even be aware of it.
Yeah, actually, that's ideal for the hacker because if you have a machine that they are taking advantage of, if you can detect the fact that it's being used as a zombie computer, then you're going to do something to get rid of that. So they want it as undetectable and as quiet as possible so that they can continue to use your machine. Now, one of the more recent and, in my opinion, scarier tactics that it's a Trojan horse program called the Stormworm. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of made headlines, but it sort of hasn't. Because they're so under the radar with all their work that they really haven't, whoever's behind the Stormworm has escaped a lot of public notice. It's not like a lot of the famous viruses of the past.
Right. And just so you know, that's really the way hackers usually get access to your computer. It's by tricking you into downloading and executing a file that is a form of computer virus, usually a Trojan horse program. So you download the program, you execute it, and it executes some code on your computer that allows the hacker to get backdoor access to your operating system. The real problem with this, of course, is that if they do it well, you don't know. And if you're not really aware of this sort of thing, you might just think you got a bad file. You know, you tried to execute something, someone said, oh, there's a great slideshow of pictures on here, and you click on it, nothing happens. You might just think, oh, well, you know, the code got compromised in some way. Well, forget it. It probably wasn't worth looking at. And you go on your merry little way. Meanwhile, your computer is doing all sorts of nasty things. And this can include everything from sending out spam mail to dozens of people to something that is called a distributed denial of service attack. Now, that's something that goes across an entire network of zombie computers or a botnet. And it's an interesting tactic. It's a sabotage tactic. It's when a hacker decides to try and take down a website or a web server of a particular individual or corporation or organization by overloading it. So you tell your army of computers that you've hacked into to all send messages to this one particular web server. And then next thing you know, that web server gets overloaded with requests and crashes. And there have been some really big stories out of this, like CNN has been hit by this. Microsoft has been hit by this. Yahoo. Just because you are a big presence on the web and you might even have great internet security, it doesn't mean you're immune to this kind of attack.
You know, the funny thing is that in order to take advantage of a computer system, a hacker has to exploit a vulnerability. And basically what that means is somewhere in the code that operates your computer, there is a hole and they are taking advantage of it. But really, the biggest vulnerability with all of these zombie computer viruses, that the Trojan horses, they require you to install that program. So you are the biggest vulnerability. So as long as you educate yourself and don't launch strange files, don't open emails from people you don't know, you have a much better chance of keeping your computer from joining the ranks of the zombies.
Right. And should you actually get infected, that's not so good. You may have to actually completely reformat your entire computer. So an ounce of prevention, guys. Anyway, that's about all the time we have. If you want to learn more, check out our article on how zombie computers work at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.